Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and today I'll be talking with author John Schlimm, who just won a Christopher Award for his memoir, 5 Years in Heaven. You may remember John's interview on this show from last year, but today we're going to discuss ways in which his book has changed people's lives and helped them deal with grief, resentment, and even disability. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is someone with whom you may be familiar if you listen to this show every week. I interviewed John Schlimm about 1 year ago about his memoir, 5 Years in Heaven. It was inspired by his friendship with an 87-year-old nun named Sister Augustine and the ways in which she changed his life. Since that time, the Christophers have honored the book with a Christopher Award for reflecting the ideal that it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness. And John has also heard from people in his hometown, around the country, and around the world about the positive effects that Sister Augustine's spiritual wisdom had on their lives. To share some of those stories, I am pleased to welcome back to Christopher Close-Up, John Schlimm. John, thanks so much for being on the show again.
Hey, Tony, it's so great to be with you and all your listeners again.
Well, now, you and I spoke, it was about a year ago when the hardcover edition of 5 Years in Heaven came out, and now the paperback version is coming out, and a lot has happened during that time. But first, for those who may not have heard our interview a year ago, tell us about the basis of this book.
Well, 5 Years in Heaven is the story of a 5-year friendship that I had with an 87-year-old nun. I was 31 at the time. And like many of us, and I'm sure many of your listeners can relate, I was at one of those crucial crossroads in life when I wasn't sure I had made the right decisions and I wasn't sure what was coming next. And, divine intervention led me into this humble little four-room ceramic studio on the grounds of the oldest Benedictine convent in the country, which happens to be in my hometown in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. And that's where I met Sister Augustine, who was just barely over 5 feet tall, slightly hunched, in full traditional habit, and had the most amazing chuckle and twinkle in her eye. And that started, a great 5-year friendship and hundreds of visits that we spent together.
Well, I know one of the things that appealed to you about her is her sense of joy. Where did that joy come from? Because she had undergone some pretty tough times in her life.
Yeah, I think that her joy came from two main sources. First, her faith. She was so dedicated to her faith. In fact, anytime I would compliment her or someone else would compliment her on her artwork, she would say, "Oh, that's God's work. He's boss." So she was so dedicated. And, this is someone who had entered the convent in the early years of the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. So we're talking a long, long time. But the other source, really, I think, came from her work as an artist. She had founded this ceramic shop in the 1960s, and even into those final 5 years of her life, even at age 92, she was working 6 days a week, full-time, in that studio, creating the artwork and running the business.
Right, right. Do you think that sense of purpose is one of the things that kept her going?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the big takeaways from her life as well as from this book is we have to find that sense of purpose to keep us going no matter how old we are. But we can see how it really, as we get older, it helps us to age gracefully and to still contribute.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to John Schlimm. He is the author of 5 Years in Heaven, The Unlikely Friendship That Answered Life's Greatest Question. We were happy to recognize the book with a Christopher Award. But even more importantly, this book has touched many lives. How did you first start hearing about the impact this book was having?
When you write a book and you put it out into the world, you really sort of just let go of it and see where it leads. And 5 Years in Heaven started to impact people and readers in ways that I never could have imagined when I sat down to write it. The stories just started pouring in, whether it was over social media, people writing me letters, or people just coming up to me on the street or in the grocery store, wherever I happened to be. I started hearing these stories, and I started to see how the book really was taking on a life of its own, and how readers were connecting in their own personal ways to the universal messages, which really just made my heart sing all the louder.
Sure, sure. Well, tell me about some of the messages you got in response to the book. How was it helping people?
Well, the range of how it has impacted people has been what is most extraordinary and really quite humbling, because for me, I'm only the messenger with a pen here, and I just feel blessed that I got to share this story and to share Sister and now to have her impact people. But for example, a mother of a drug addict came up to me, and now drugs are nowhere in this book, but she told me how the universal message and lessons that Sister Augustine talked about in the book, how those lessons were helping her to cope with this latest challenge in her life.
Wow.
I heard from a grandma in Iowa whose six-year-old grandson had recently passed away from cancer, so very tragic. And she told me how 5 years in heaven was helping her and her daughter, the mother of this child, to cope with that challenge. And in fact, she asked me to inscribe a picture of a hummingbird in the copy for her daughter, the copy of the book for her daughter. Because no one just wants a silly signature. So when I'm inscribing books, I usually draw little guardian angels, because we can all certainly use guardian angels. But she asked if I would also add a hummingbird, which I had never drawn, by the way. So I looked up and said, "Sister, you better guide my hand." And I think it turned out okay. But also, one of the greatest things, I think, is I'm starting to hear from teachers and students who are starting to study Sister and her work. And for example, a recent class at a public school art class just spent 2 months studying her Gussie specials, which are the bowls that she created during those final 5 years, beautiful abstract bowls using leftover paint. They studied those bowls, and then they created the Gussie Tribute Collection, which was a limited edition of about 160 bowls that were then sold for charity in a gallery. And these bowls, I happened to be at the event, which was great fun. These bowls sold out in under 2 hours, 160 bowls that these students created. So fantastic. And another class I just heard from, it's a course called Christ in Art, which makes me want to go back to school. All these cool classes that are being offered now, yeah. I want to take it. They just started reading the book this past week and discussing it in the class, and I'm hoping to be able at some point to visit that class and hang out with the students and get their thoughts on what's in the book. So it's in all those different kinds of ways. I even had, I come from one of the country's oldest brewing families, so, every once in a while I find myself in a bar. And late one night in this bar, this young man, I did not know him. He came up to me with tears in his eyes. He hugged me and he whispered in my ear and said, "Your book taught me how to forgive."
Wow.
And it's, and I've never seen him again. I mean, it was just, it's things like that. And really that forgiveness, chapter 6 in the book, which is titled Tiny Crosses, it's all about forgiveness, even in the toughest circumstances. That's really the chapter I've been hearing the most about from across the country.
Right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to John Schlimm about his Christopher Award-winning book, 5 Years in Heaven. It sounds like Sister Augustine is going to be one of those artists who achieves real fame after she has passed on, because her art is really spreading, right?
It really is. And what's really exciting is at the beginning of June, I'm doing my first museum event at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art, which is in Pennsylvania. It's just outside of Pittsburgh. And I'm doing a 2-day event there. And part of it is going to be tied into 5 Years in Heaven. We're doing a pop-up exhibition of Sister Augustine's Gussie specials from my collection, which has never been seen publicly. So, yes, she's starting to, people are starting to really look at her art in a new way and to appreciate it from a fresh perspective, which is just so cool.
Right, right. Well, let's go back to the people affected by the book, because you mentioned the story about a quadriplegic who was affected by the book. Tell me about that.
Right before Christmas last year, I received this message through my website, and it was from this young woman who told me that her brother-in-law, who happens to be my age, I'm 44, he has suffered from a nerve disorder since childhood. And at this point in his life, he's pretty much a quadriplegic. He has trouble speaking. And she told me how her husband, this young man's older brother, was going over to his house every night, sitting down and reading one chapter a night from 5 Years in Heaven. Mm. And she explained how this sister's messages in the book really were inspiring this young man and really helping him to look at his own mortality and situation in a whole new way. And they invited me, she and her husband invited me to join them when the last two chapters of the book were read.
Wow.
And so about a week before Christmas, I went over and I sat next to this young man as his older brother read the last two chapters of the book, which actually was the first time since I had given the manuscript over to my publisher that I had really even heard those chapters mm-hmm. in any way read aloud. So it was this just extraordinary moment. And I gave the young man this little cherub that Sister Augustine had painted that I had gotten years ago. I was able to give that to him. And the little cherub had these amazing little blue eyes just like he did. And it was just a really special moment. And that moment, among all the others we talked about, really has hit home for me about how this book is resonating with people. And that's such a blessing. And it really, you know, I know the great mission of the Christophers and the work that you do is really about shining that light and being that candle in the darkness. And I'm seeing that Sister Augustine, through this book, is really being that candle in the darkness for readers everywhere.
Yeah, it sounds like she's, even in her, from the afterlife, she is kind of fostering the real deep human connections, which is what struck me about the story you just told about the quadriplegic. Everybody in that room together reading that story, it's just something beautiful about it. With some people could see it as a tragic situation, but just the depth of the connection in that room strikes me as something divine. So I guess it's a combination of your talent and her work from above trying to make that all happen.
Well, you know, the credit is really all hers. I'm, again, just that messenger with a pen. And when that last chapter was finished and that young man in the wheelchair turned to me and he said, "Thank you for sharing Sister Augustine with us." And it was the most humbling moment for me because, you know, who am I? Mm-hmm. Who am I but just someone, you know, trying to make a difference. Yeah. And I'm just hoping that this book, you know, continues to do that. And, you know, now with the paperback coming out, it is going to have a whole new life. And it was just released in Korea. It's about to be released in China.
Wow.
So I'm starting to hear from readers in those countries and from other places around the world. And, you know, as you know, the book in the beginning, when it was released last year, inspired a global social media movement which reached nearly 5 million people around the world. So it's just, you know, from the very beginning, I put this into Sister Augustine's hands. And, you know, as you will recall, and if people jump to the acknowledgments in the book when they get it, they'll read that this was a book that almost wasn't written. Mm-hmm. And I put it into Sister's hand and asked her for a special sign in order to know that I was to write this book. And, you know, and people will be able to read about how that came to be.
Yeah.
But from the very beginning, this has been certainly driven by her and something, you know, much greater than any one of us.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up, and I'm talking with author John Schlimm about his Christopher Award-winning book, 5 Years in Heaven, The Unlikely Friendship That Answered Life's Greatest Questions. We're discussing his friendship with Sister Augustine, an 87-year-old nun that he got to know when he was at a crossroads in his life and who gave him lots of good advice and spiritual wisdom that has helped him along the way and is now helping other people through this book. We're going to continue our conversation in a minute, but first, here's a message the Christopher would like to share with you.
When Father James Keller founded the Christophers, he chose the organization's name because it means Christ bearers in Greek. He wanted to encourage everyone to discover their God-given talents, combine their faith with action, and change the world for the better. For ideas on how you can be a Christ bearer in your own life, the Christophers have prepared a news note called Being a Christopher. It's filled with quotes and insights from Father Keller himself, who once explained, "The presence of even one Christopher in any environment is a blessing, a channel of grace, and a step in the right direction. It's like a tiny pinpoint of light that is greater than the encircling darkness." To request your free copy of Being a Christopher, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and I'm talking today with John Schlimm, author of the Christopher Award-winning book, 5 Years in Heaven, The Unlikely Friendship That Answered Life's Greatest Questions. John has been telling us about that friendship with Sister Augustine, an 87-year-old nun that he connected with in his hometown of St. Mary, Pennsylvania. He was at a crossroads in his life when he went back, and he met Sister Augustine and noticed that she was filled with a palpable joy. He wanted to know what made her so happy, and the two of them just connected and became close friends, and she shared her wisdom with him all the time. It's a wonderful book that we recently acknowledged with a Christopher Award, and I just want to tell you about a couple of what reviewers have said about it as well. One reviewer said, "Empowering and heartfelt, 5 Years in Heaven is a beautiful testament to new beginnings and second chances at any age." Another person said, "This heartwarming story about spiritual friendship shows how God's love can be revealed in the most surprising of ways and people." And finally, another person said, "5 Years in Heaven is a wonderfully crafted book that must be read slowly in order to fully absorb the brilliance and depth of Sister Augustine's insights into the human condition." John and I are talking about some of those insights today, so here is more of my Christopher Close-Up interview with John Schlimm. I'm talking to author John Schlimm about his book, 5 Years in Heaven, The Unlikely Friendship That Answered Life's Greatest Questions. Now, the book also includes a reader's guide. Tell us about that and what you hope readers get out of that section of the book.
Well, I love book clubs and reading groups, and, you know, I think that's the educator in me. I just think they're so fun, and I know a lot of parishes across the country now have their own reading groups. Just groups of friends do, libraries do. And so it was really important for me to give those individuals something to help guide them in their discussions. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to visit with a lot of reading groups over the last year. I'm going to continue to do that throughout this year, whether it's in person or if I can't be there in person, I'm always happy to do it via Skype. But for the paperback, what I did is I developed discussion questions for every chapter. So it's a really detailed discussion guide, questions for each chapter, just to help move along the discussion or prompt the book club discussion in certain ways. And so I'm really happy that that's able to be part of the paperback, and I think people will then be able to get even more out of the book.
Yeah, and I think with the quotes and the questions you put in that reader's guide, I think people, even just reading it by themselves, it gives them an opportunity to reflect on specific parts of the book and, you know, just kind of mull it over and give it time before they move on to something else. Because there's a lot of little details, as all your feedback suggests, that people can really kind of take into their hearts and minds and make their own and see how it applies to their lives. So I think the reader's guide is going to do that too.
Yeah, and one of the incredible things I've heard again and again is people telling me that they're going back and rereading the book a second time and a third time and in some cases a fourth time. And, you know, I get the biggest kick. I'll have wives come up to me and say, "My husband never reads a book, but he picked up this book and he read your book and he wants to read it again, but I'm reading it again, so he has to wait." And you know, that is the greatest compliment you can give.
Well, tell him he should buy his own copy now, a paperback copy, right?
Well, I'm going to have to remember that, yes. A his and a hers. We need to do a his and a hers. So I think you're right in that. For people who are going back because they feel like, you know, maybe they missed something the first time around. Of course, I'm always for, you know, get that highlighter. When I go through a book, I'm always highlighting passages because otherwise I know I will forget them. But I think for people who want to go back, those questions will maybe help them either clarify something they didn't get the first time around or to discover a new pathway to look at this story from.
Yeah. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to John Schlimm about his book, 5 Years in Heaven. Now, you kind of referenced this before about the fact that you draw pictures in people's books. You have your own artwork, including a project called The Smile That Changed the World. What is that about?
The Smile That Changed the World Is Yours is a project that I developed a few years ago, and it actually grew out of an encounter I had with my dad. I would always be in the car with him, and he would be waving and smiling to people going by, and I would ask him, who was that? And he'd say, I don't know. And so I'd say, well, why are you waving and smiling? And his great answer was, the quickest way to make a friend is to smile at a stranger. And suddenly it clicked in my head about the power of a smile. And certainly Mother Teresa has the great line about how a smile is the beginning of peace. So I developed this participatory art piece. It's an 18-foot long canvas, a white background. I draw dozens of circles in black paint with two dots for eyes, but then a table with all different colors of paint is set up in front, and the participants are invited to come up and choose their favorite colors and add the smiles to all the faces. And if your listeners go to my website, which is johnschlimm.com, and click on the art tab, they'll see some of the previous installations. I debuted it in Washington, D.C. and in Canada originally. And when I do my two-day event at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art in June, they're going to debut the installation, which will then be there and through July 3rd, which will be great and give people another opportunity to add their smiles. But it's really all about people connecting, but also people of all ages. Because, you know, sometimes people look at that and think, oh, it's just for little kids. It's not. There's every age group from, you know, 3-year-olds to 90-year-olds who have added smiles. And it's about people realizing that they themselves, through something as simple as a smile, have the unique power to make an impact and change this world for the better.
Yeah, well, whether it's that project or even others, how have you seen the power of art to make a difference in people's lives?
It almost can't help but make a difference in people's lives, because you look at art, you know, unless it's something so controversial, of course, at least that gets us thinking anyway. So it moves us ahead. But art, just by its mere nature, makes us smile and makes us think and makes us happy. And, you know, look at what the great, like, art therapists and people using art to help individuals with disabilities of all kinds. It's really, we're only, I think, now beginning to understand the power and the range of art. And I know that, you know, just with the little guardian angels that I add to the books when I'm signing them, just something as simple as that little angel drawing brings such happiness and joy to people, which is really kind of a cool thing to witness. You know, it's all about sending those ripples out into the world, and we don't necessarily know who's going to be impacted. You know, I will never fully know who all has been impacted by this book, but that's sort of the beauty of it, because it's with art or with writing, we're creating something that will exist long after we too have passed this way.
Yeah. I'm talking to author John Schlimm about his Christopher Award-winning book, 5 Years in Heaven, The Unlikely Friendship That Answered Life's Greatest Questions. You know, in the fact that you're getting all this feedback from people and from reading Sister Augustine's words and your reaction to her and your relationship to her, have you been drawn closer to God, you think, since the release of the book? How has it impacted your own spiritual and emotional life, the release of this book?
Absolutely. You know, I think we're all on that journey to some degree. And I keep reminding myself as well as others that, you know, we're all at different places on that journey. But certainly this project has brought me closer to God and to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. Like I have a better understanding of heaven because of what I've witnessed take place with this book. All these stories that we've just talked about have given me even more insight into just the power of the divine, and that there is something so much greater at work in our lives. And no matter what you call that, it is something, and it just keeps moving us forward. And you know, I wake up every morning with even greater joy, and I'm just so excited for this paperback to come out. I'm so excited for the Christopher Award because you know that really, you know, you recognize such incredible works of art, whether it's literature or film or TV, all again that shine that light in the darkness for people everywhere. And you know, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Right. And we appreciate those kind words about the Christopher Awards. We're happy to give it to you. So let me just end with a question about that lighting a candle rather than cursing the darkness concept.
Yeah.
How do you think people who pick up 5 years in heaven, how will they better be able to light a candle rather than curse the darkness in their own lives by reading this book?
Well, you know, this book starts out with that line from the prayer to St. Francis, where there is darkness, light. We all, no matter who you are, you could claim to be the happiest person on the planet. And, you know, everyone, all of us have some darkness in our lives, and some of us more than others. This book in Sister Augustine's Universal Messages in this book, that's the candlelight. And every reader that has picked it up so far has had that light flicked on for them as they've read it. And I know that that will continue as we move forward and as even more readers across the country and across the globe read this. And that really is the true power of the book.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up, and I've been talking to author John Schlimm about his book, 5 Years in Heaven, The Unlikely Friendship That Answered Life's Greatest Questions. It really is a book everyone should pick up, not just because we gave it a Christopher Award, but the reason we gave it that award is because it's full of substance and really life lessons and faith lessons learned from a woman who lived a life that saw its share of hardship, Sister Augustine. She had some real tragedies in her life, yet when John met her, she was really a person of palpable joy. So how do all of us who go through times of darkness, how can we reflect that joy in our own lives? Well, you'll have to read 5 Years in Heaven to see, but it can be done. It's just really a testament to the fact that we can go through darkness, but that we can really shine the light anyway. So John, thanks for writing the book. Again, it's called 5 Years in Heaven. John Schlimm is the author. And John, thanks for sharing your story with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'd love to hear from all of your listeners as they read the book. And so if they go to my website, which is johnschlimm.com, they can find all the social media links and reach out to me and connect with me.
All right. Go to johnschlimm.com. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you so much.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.